Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
During these negotiations that are taking place right now, as they're taking place in Geneva, the Ayatollah, who is actually the one that's over Iran, and they basically select
the real leadership.
Yeah, the real leadership there is. You're not going to believe what the word that was passed on. And first, listen to see what CBN News has to say about it, and then we're going to talk about this. It's amazing because they're calling the Ayatollah is calling the Prime Minister of Israel a rapid dog, and it's just crazy some things that are going on out here. Listen up.
Well, talks over Iran's nuclear program have stalled. On a visit to Moscow, Israel's prime minister warned again that the deal wouldn't work. He believes the plan ultimately would not stop Iran from building nuclear weapons. Chris Mitchell has the story from Moscow.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu told a gathering of local Jewish leaders in Moscow Israel would not obligate itself to a bad deal and promised those Jewish leaders Iran would not get nuclear weapons. After a two-day visit here in Moscow, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu still faces an uphill diplomatic battle to convince Russia and the rest of the international community not to sign a deal with Iran.
I think it's been a tremendously uphill battle because you're dealing, you know, first of all, you're going up publicly against the U.S., your greatest ally, and then you have to push all these other countries who generally are following the U.S. on this matter, except for Russia and China.
Yet it's having an influence.
Netanyahu standing up on every rooftop and screaming this is a bad agreement, I think it does have an impact on those who are sitting in the room with the Iranians.
While Iranians negotiated in that room in Geneva, their supreme leader Khamenei made some provocative statements. Khamenei called Netanyahu the sinister mouth of the unclean rabid dog of the region in the Zionist regime. He added, the Zionist regime is an imposed regime, and this regime will not endure. Netanyahu told CBN News in an off-camera briefing that securing the future of the Jewish state is what moves him. Kanan says Netanyahu feels called for such a time as this in Jewish history.
He feels Jewish history. He feels the weight of Jewish history. I think he feels the responsibility of Jewish history. You have a regime right now which is threatening to annihilate the state of Israel. Right? I think he feels very much an historical role of preventing that. Right, come what may. If it means creating some tension with the U.S., then so be it. If it means standing up in the face of world opinion, so be it. If it means taking some bad New York Times editorials, so be it. That's why I'm here. That's my role. That perhaps is my fate, and that's what I'm going
to
do.
Some compare Netanyahu to the Churchill of our time. Chris Mitchell, CBN News, Moscow.
That is amazing. That is amazing. Right now, as we speak, let's just tell it like it is. Our president, he says they're following U.S. These nations follow the U.S. That Benjamin Netanyahu is having to come up against the U.S. And we are America. Mm. America is pushing God, nudging God, targeting God. Using Alinsky tactics, using Lucifer tactics against Jacob. Mm. Not good at all. Understand that they want to annihilate. Listen, they want to annihilate. And they're not going to do it, but they're not to annihilate Israel. And we are getting the world. We're the ones. We're not, you know, there's a thing you thought at one time. You go, I can't believe America would ever be one of those nations because all the nations will turn against Israel. But I got news for you. Look at this. America is leading nations against Israel based on that report right there. We've got and understand this, that what God has shown us prophetically, even when we start to do what's right, you got to be very careful. You need to pray. Pray for those in authority over you. Pray. Pray God's protection. Begin to pray. Dear God, stop this. Mm. Dear God, stop it. And while they're threatening nuclear, while they're threatening nuclear annihilation of Israel, and our president is their friend. And the reports are, which the White House totally denies, that Valerie Jarrett, his chief advisor, was negotiating on behalf of this Ayatollah who just called Benjamin Netanyahu a dog with rabies, and he's running this regime. I mean, just for that, just the hit of that, it's like, pull away.
Right.
Pull away from this. And I don't have enough time to tell you and make it available. We'll talk about it in our next program in just a moment. You got to catch us. But at the same day that's going on, the Senate, and a particular senator named Harry Reid, was one of our leaders. Mm-hmm. He actually says, we're going to push the nuclear option. Mm. We're going to push the nuclear option. What does Iran want to do? Push the nuclear option. What is our president fueling over there? The nuclear option. What is Iran saying? We're not going to let, what is Israel saying? We're not going to let Iran get a nuclear bomb. What are they saying when they're going, when we pushed, listen, we pushed Israel. We forced Jacob. We forced King David out of his kingdom and made him go north to the prince of Rush, to the king of Russia, and the president of Russia to ask for help. Wow. We did that. Mm-hmm. We did that.
Wow.
Let me tell you something. We as the church, now whatever's happened, listen, God is allowing this right now because I say again and again, listen, we're not even reading our Bibles. We're thinking worship is about us and not about God. We claim to know God with our lips, but our hearts are far from Him. We got to repent. We got to come back. This is not no celebration service, and this is no, hey, let's have a party. Let's just pray some more. This is rip your clothes, throw ash on your head, scream out to God, change your life, burn your idols, remove everything, burn your pulpit. If you've been preaching, adjective from your pulpit that's against the ways of God, now take it before the people and before God and everybody. Just burn that thing and say, God, I'm sorry. Tell your church, tell God's church, not your church. Tell God's church, the people there, to say, listen, I was wrong. We're going to preach the word of God. And listen, if we'll do this, because God stopped destruction when Ahab turned, when Nineveh turned, God stopped it. And this thing can stop, but understand, It's going to be rough. It's going to be tough. And this is a whole laid out strategy. And our current president was selected to lead this thing. But there's a whole crew back there. We've already talked about this. And you can find about it on the VFN Torch. You need to find out about it. Don't just take my word for it. Go to the VFN Torch and listen and watch everything that we put out there. You need to not just take somebody's word for it because you saw a post somewhere or you heard something on the radio. Find out what God says about it. See their lips moving, saying, we wanted to decide which one we wanted to select, so we decided to select this one. Listen to the pastor of our president, that then Senator Barack Obama, say, you have to understand, he was selected before you elected him. You have to understand the reason why it opened up and why he was brought in the way he was brought in, because the people that selected him had a narrative they want to unfold, not just in America. They wanted to unfold it across the world. Why was there an apology tour? Because the people who want to rule the world wanted him, the one they selected, to go out and to do all these different speeches at these different places. And I'm telling you, we've got to wake up. I'm going to continue talking about this in the next program, which is just in a few moments. But understand that the time is short. The time is very short. And we're literally like, we know they're building this fiery furnace, and we know they're building this huge image, and I know they're going to expect everybody to bow down to it. But it hasn't happened yet. We're that early on. It hasn't happened yet. You can say, and you got to get to where the word's being taught. You got to get to where the presence of God is. Understand that that's not optional. You've got to hear the voice of God. Go to iabide.org and begin to abide with God today. Download this app. Begin to listen and watch every day what's going on. Through us, we're going to be talking to you, but through others as well that are hearing from God. We are downloading rapidly some information. You want to get it into your heart so you can soak on it all weekend, all week long. And it's happening so quick, we got to pay attention and connect the pieces and the parts. And we just spoke about, in the previous program, about the Ayatollah who heads up the regime, the apocalyptic government described by media of Iran. As we're speaking, CBN News is reporting that the he said of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, which is the leader, you know, for Americans, you say, this is our president. What Israel would say, this is our prime minister. So you think it, you, for Americans, so just so you know, since we don't know much about the, that's like their president.
Mm-hmm.
They just called him a rabid dog. The one that is reportedly that the White House denies that Valerie Jarrett's negotiating with, the chief, the one who says, I went recruiting Michelle and I got Barack. You can see that on the BFN Torch, right?
Yep.
And early on in the career, pulling into the public arena. What a plan, a strategy. And so while they're negotiating, this is what they're negotiating at Geneva. Man, they've really messed Geneva up because Geneva became something, if you go back and listen to or watch, you know, America, how we got here and how do we stay here. Geneva had such empowerment because the word of God was loosed there in Geneva. And since then, many good things came out, but now the enemy's trying to take over that thing. Thank you, Woodrow, League of Nations, Federal Reserve, and a neighborhood in Texas. And so here they are. What's happening in these negotiations, just so you know, because they're not really talking about what it really is about. I mean, and that's why you got to just don't pay attention. Watch it for entertainment. The news sources, they're just saying, listen, Iran's going, we want to get nuclear weapons. And they're actually building them now. They're in their garage and they got the wires together. They're like the founder of Microsoft,
Bill Gates.
He was in his garage building a computer and stuff. And look what happened. He's got pretty dominant in the computer industry. And thanks, Bill. And then, but what's happening right now, these guys in Iran, they're building this bomb now as we speak. They're building it now. You can see this on the VFN Torch, but it's a related article, I'm sure, to this, that the prime minister of Israel went to the United Nations, which is in America, by the way. You might not know this or not,
right,
but the United Nations is in America. It's in New York. It's not some place called the United Nations. It's in New York. And the prime minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, said that he painted a cartoon picture of a bomb, and he said, this is what they're trying to do. And he had a big cartoonish-looking bomb. This is the line. When they pass this line, it's got to be dealt with, and they're almost there. And this is what they're reporting now, that they're within weeks away. But their friend, the one that he had to go to now because we pushed him north to the king of Russia, he has nuclear weapons already. So they just got to swing down a couple and, you know, just, you know, whatever. Because they already have missiles already that can go into Israel. The missiles that they're building, by the way, are the ones that can go into America. They already have missiles that can carry payloads into Israel. So that's not, everybody's thinking.
Yeah, not a far thing.
I mean, you know, it's not that far. It's just not as big as you think it is. And so so that's what they're saying. They said, we want to finish this bomb. We want to build this bomb. That's what's going on. So when our president and our secretary of state, and listen, when you understand all the cabinet, these are the people that help the president fulfill his job. He chose these guys. If they don't do what he wants them to do, or the whoever selected this whole crew, if they don't, I mean, they get replaced. Notice nobody's getting fired,
right?
Which shows you that I personally don't believe the president's picking these folks. I believe they picked him.
Yeah.
And the reason why they're not being fired is because he's not fully leading it. I think some things he's wanting done is getting done. But I'm just telling you my personal opinion. And you should think this way too. You should pray about it because it'll help give you the compassion that you need because God loves our president and wants our president to be saved and his family. We've been praying for years. As a matter of fact, there probably was a related link on this article, a prayer that we're praying and been praying for years now for him. And I encourage you to pray because he says, pray for those in authority over you. But while he is being this I guess this is what the panel said at, I believe it was JFK Library, when they're talking about who they're going to select for the most transformable presidency. And they were debating over a couple of people when they did somebody that had the nerve, right? Was that it?
Yeah, he had the nerve.
They had to find somebody that had the nerve to be able to do this. And look what the nerve is. Well, this is what they're talking about. And so this is some big nerve because you're coming against God when you're coming against Israel. And so what they're saying is, we want to build this bomb. This is what Iran's saying. We want to destroy and annihilate Israel. Okay, the leader of Iran, the Ayatollah, just said, this man's a rabid dog. He's leading a regime. He's taken over our land. We need to destroy them. That's what we need to do. That's what he's saying. It's basically what he's saying in the context of that quote. And so they want to get a bomb to do that. And what we're saying is, this is what we're saying. This is what our leadership's saying. Don't listen to anybody that says anything different than the Ayatollah.
Right.
I mean, they're not saying that, but that's what they're saying.
Yeah, because now there's actually sanctions that are keeping them in place so that, you know, helping to prevent that. And now when you're talking about releasing sanctions, you're just emboldening them to go ahead and do it and others to follow them.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly it. And then this is what they're telling your congressmen. The reports are, and you can see that the documentation of this on the torch is don't listen to any Israeli about any of this. And they're also saying, don't listen to our allies about this. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on WHBR all the way from Destin, Florida to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not or not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country, in that order, and Israel, as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.